Alex, bring us in, bro.
Gemini Scorpio podcast.
She Sade is here.
Jay Hill is here.
Alexander DeBlanc is here.
I'm sorry that I sound like a man coming in, but here I am, showing up.
Let's clap it up to you. Thug it out the last 100%. Few weeks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Still showing up.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Sure. I definitely give you that.
It's been rough for me. Jay has let me know that he does not like my voice multiple times. And you know, it's hard out here for me. But
nonetheless, you're here. Thank you.
I appreciate you guys.
Showing up my shirt. Who is that? Cardi B?
No.
Who is that? that Jamaican girl? Shinzy?
I'm gonna be honest. I don't know who this is.
He's just rocking a random chick on you.
It just says bad gal.
Bad gal.
Tough.
At gal.
Okay. What's the Jamaican girl name?
Shinzy.
What about her? I thought it might have been her.
Oh yeah. That's my girl. Even though I don't know none of her music.
Oh, she made music.
I know some of her music, but I don't really know her music.
She look good though.
She's fire.
Yeah,
she's really cute. Sure.
Yo, do you think do you feel uncomfortable when I be like girls are cute or something?
No, I think niggas fine as hell all the time.
You never told me that.
Cause you don't want to hear it. You have displayed.
What nigga you think is fine?
Don't worry about me, sweetheart.
I'm curious.
Don't worry about me, sweetheart.
I'm curious. Who you?
What's your type? Crazy.
I feel like when I look at you, I just feel like your type is like.
What's
light,
my type?
Brown skin nigga. Like
I don't like light skin.
Oh, so who you think is fine?
Light brown skin nigga.
No, I don't. Let me get that correct. I don't have a preference in skin, just long as you're not like light skin.
Who is fine? Like who is somebody you like? Damn, he
why?
Fine. Just curious.
I don't even know, honestly. I would have to see somebody like, oh, he fine as hell.
So you know the last person saw that was like that.
Maybe fine. I don't know his name. He probably was in passing.
Oh, that's what the fuck? God damn, I'm thinking like this guy. Wait, hold up. Maybe I don't want to. What the, just in passing? That's crazy. Sheesh.
I never said they was a celebrity. Celebrities don't even be that cute.
So it was just a random regular nigga you thought was just fine.
Why
as fuck?
If I see somebody in passing, they gotta be a regular nigga.
And I'm saying like random.
Yeah, they could be random, but regular. Like
so crazy. What's fine to you? What's your type?
I like people who just put themselves together well. Like, it could be male or female. Just like, long as you, like, looked like you clean. Like, you clean, like you smell good, your nails is clean, your hair together, your outfit put together nice. Like, I like when you look clean. So sometimes it don't even automatically mean, like, your features is just fire. It's, like, the whole ensemble. Like, so it was like, you look good. You put
so basically, you'll fall for an ugly nigga.
Right. I've had a couple ugly niggas in my day. I did. But they was put together.
As long as they got money.
But they was put together. You're reaching. I said they was put together. Okay. Put together nice. Mm-hmm. Yes. For sure.
I like my girls to look like you.
Thank you, bang. I appreciate you. You know, you've said it multiple times. The last couple episodes we recorded, bitches was fine. Fat ass. Big old stupid ass.
You know,
yeah, I would put her in a Ford Nelson.
I never said that. I never said I would do that. Never. I said when you're thinking about it.
Because you thought about it. That's my point. So nah. you told me several times how you would put a girl in a Ford Nelson. Like every time I think, I'm like, pow, bow, open my phone with fat ass. So every time I know.
I don't think about that stuff though.
I've seen you scroll your Instagram, is mad. You follow mad girls. So that means when you're telling me like, yeah, you open your Instagram, fat ass, bow, big ass, stupid, dupid ass, it's because you see on your timeline. So you looking at girls thinking they fine every single day. Like,
so thinking somebody's fine and thinking I want to do something to them is different for me. Like I don't think I've ever like.
You know
smash.
What hurt my feelings one time?
What?
We were just dating in the beginning, and I used to go look at your Twitter because I wanted to see what type of person you were. One time.
Why was you looking at my Twitter?
One time, ooh. I pulled up Jay's Twitter. He's like, mind you, I see him in like 3-4 days. This nigga like, you ever just walk past somebody and they fine as hell? You just like, God damn, fine as hell. Yeah, that just happened. I ain't see your ass in three, four days. What you mean that just happened?
I don't look at girls be like, I don't idolize no woman. Like, I don't look at chicks like.
And you don't be like, damn, she pretty as hell. That's not.
Nah, I be like, some girls are pretty, but like shortly after that, It depends on a chick, like, because a lot of these chicks is fine because of money and...
If they fine, they fine. It don't matter.
And that's not true.
You just said Shinsia was fine. Shinsia has her teeth done.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like,
but that's my thought shortly after. I'm just being honest. That's just me.
Like because, what JT your first... said, you're not ugly, you're broke.
Yo, I can't make this up, bro, because think about it.
Let me... I ain't gonna lie. If I had money...
We talking about my thought process.
Hit me.
Listen.
Hate me.
We talking about my thought process. And I'm telling you, me personally, when I look at chicks, the chicks that I think is like super attractive, they pay for a lot of shit. So I'm like, I don't get lost. Like, this is me. I'm being so honest. But
the conversation wasn't that you get lost in it. The conversation was that you think they're fine.
But shortly after, I think about you. I'll be like, if my bitch had... You know what I'm saying? Like, I swear to God, I can't. That's me. Listen, you don't have to believe me. I'm just telling you, that's how I think.
I didn't believe you. I just said that wasn't.
But yeah, I don't never think about, like, what I would do to a chick.
You just told me you would put them in a Fort Nelson.
I put this on everything. I don't. But I promise you.
So that never happened. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't think about that shit either, though.
But you don't have to.
I don't. What?
No.
Yeah, so that's just not what we do.
That's a beautiful thing.
We're saints.
No, I'm not a saint. I can acknowledge a girl pretty for sure.
Yeah, that's the whole conversation. That was the only conversation. Yeah.
I don't really care about like...
But people are attractive and that's okay.
Facts.
People are attractive. I'm sure people look at you and find you attractive. People look at me and find me attractive.
I don't think people look at me and find me attractive.
Oh, geez.
I feel like they probably attracted to.
Oh, thank God.
I'm being serious. I've always said this. That never changed. I'm the same person. Like, I feel like people are attracted of who I am, probably, like my personality, like things that make me different.
But all that stuff makes you attractive.
Okay, I guess you got it. You got it.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Girls love personality, funny niggas, witty niggas, charming niggas. You always said, I'm so charming. Girls like me because I'm charming. So.
Fair, yeah, not for sure.
Those things are attractive.
Mm.
Yeah,
I like you, babe.
I like you too.
Every time I look at you, I be like, "You look good." Lie and say.
You do. I appreciate you.
All
right. I tell you, you look handsome all the time.
Do you?
Say I don't.
If I say you don't, then what?
You lying? Mm. Okay. Do I or not?
You do. Come on, let's go. Let's get to the episode.
Right. And now, actually, you no longer tell me. I look fine. You just be like, you look just like Alani.
No, I said Alani looks just like you.
You be like, you look just like Alani. You stop saying I'm fine. You be like, you look just like my daughter.
I told you thank you the other day. I was like, thank you for giving me Alani.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it was like.
She do look like me though.
She do.
Mm-hmm. That's dope. Mm-hmm. I remember when I called Jay and I was like, yo, Sade copied and paste Alani. He was like, nah, she got my eyebrows.
She do have his eyebrows. Same eyebrows. She made the same expressions. It'd be so funny.
I hate when she make my expressions though.
Yeah, she be like.
I don't like it.
She make his expressions, but she got everything else in me.
She be like, I don't like, stop. And then when I feed her, she be looking right directly in my eyes. I'd be like, bro, stop looking at me.
What? That's because
it's like it just make you want to like melt. Like,
yeah,
bro, she just be like,
cute.
Nah, I'm
stop
not gonna
looking
hold
at me, bro.
She's cute.
That threw me off, like. Yeah. The first time I ever seen Jay and Alani like interact, I just hear him in the corner and he's just being a great father. Like it, like just
it's cute,
just amazing,
it's
bro.
Cute.
And
every
I was just like,
I
man,
watch him and Alani or Amaya and Alani, I just be like, oh my god, this is like the cutest thing.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, like, Alani is spoiled child. She running the house.
Hey,
she running the house right now. She got my mom over there smitten.
Let's get to this episode, y'all. Come on,
let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It's right on par. Salud.
Mm-hmm. Salud.
Well, what we're talking about today, well, kind of, but we're talking about keeping things fresh in a relationship. It was, it's kind of funny. I had a funny clip that we're
I can tell you what don't
off.
Keep it fresh in a relationship.
What?
A DUI.
Get dramatic, bro. You're dramatic, like honestly.
IUD is what he's talking about. People.
IUD. DUI.
Just to clarify.
I've never heard nobody call it a DUI.
Charcuterie, whatever. Like, it's
charcuterie board. That's crazy.
You are so
the
funny.
Throwback.
All right, come on, man.
Nah, but the reason why I was laughing is
stop it.
I seen a clip where somebody was on another podcast and they basically were talking about reading. The individual read somebody's journal. We got the clip, so you can play it. And basically, her reaction after she
chill, bro.
What they said? Y'all got your headphones?
Oh shoot, Bacon, yeah, has my headphones. Yeah, let's go listen to it.
I don't know why that laugh was, but I'm gonna let it rock.
Let it rock, guys.
I'm gonna let it rock.
All right, let's play it. Let's see what we're talking about. Sure. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hold up. All right.
Ready.
Ready.
I'm in couples therapy. I went through his journal. What it said was, she wears the cheapest wigs.
She pissed me off and she had this to say with her cheap
and
wig.
There was, I closed that book so quickly.
Hocus pocus.
He had got home. I was right. I'm going to bed. It was 8:30. You could tell the energy's off. I couldn't hide it even if I tried. And I was in the kitchen just fumbling. He's like, what is going on?
I went through your diary. There have been multiple times when I got dressed and I literally came to you and was like, does this wig look wiggy? You looked me in my eyes and said, no.
I had no right to go through your journal. I'm not owed an apology for that. I told the therapist that I did that. She was like, oh, your feelings hurt. I was like, very. He felt so bad. He was like, I was pissed and I didn't give a fuck. And I was like, fuck you and them cheap wigs. I still have those wigs under my sink.
Why?
Because I like some of them. That dark black one that's wavy. And that was one that he was really talking about. His celebrity crush is JT from City Girls. I thought you would like this. I really hope this doesn't become a viral clip, but would it be funny?
Yeah.
You gotta do it for the people.
So what about the clip?
Well.
So essentially what
I'm saying is my wig is $1,000. So. Shout out to Kendall Baldwin. If you need your wigs. At Kendall Baldwin.
Kendall got the game on a chokehold, bro.
She got the DMV and a chokehold. I love it for her. Matter of fact, you know. Well, go ahead.
What's up with you, bro? She
read the journal. Huh? Tie it in. Go ahead. You said you read
but basically, like, keeping a relationship fresh and the things that you should do for your partner to keep your relationship fresh.
Boom.
Why you? Anyways.
What it had to do with the journal and the wig?
The journal and the wig?
Yeah.
Because I think getting a new wig is a part of keeping your relationship fresh. Let's think about it. Your dude don't like the wig that you with. You walking outside looking busty. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not necessarily saying that she would have got there
right
without reading his journal, but it made me think.
How
like,
else would she have known?
Having the conversations to keep things fresh in your relationship.
But sometimes you wear like, hey, sometimes you gotta like.
All right, I wore cheaper wigs before for sure. You know, like your impromptu quick, like in between hairstyle is what I call it. Like I'm about to get my hair done, but not just yet. So I need to throw on one of my thumps, you know what I'm trying to say? So yeah, but my thing is, why he ain't just be like, bae.
That wig not it.
But ooh, is it because, I was going to say, is it because then if he said it, then he had to buy it? Because I feel like if you complain about it, you better have a solution.
I don't know. I mean, I just feel like because we can't. I asked you that. I feel like we can't tell y'all nothing. Bae, do I look fat in this dress? You look good, bae.
But why you can't just find a way to say it? Because if you want to help me, like, help me.
There's no way I can
don't,
tell you.
Don't set me up. Like, how you going to set me up?
How do you here? Say that? I'm
it's
curious.
No way I can say, bae, your wig is kind of off today and you not be taking offense.
Bro, you just told me anything all right with your wig. He not just told me that.
You know, sometimes the wig turn brown and shit. I don't know. I'll be trying to help.
Bro, I get to my little got to be spray on my little stuff. You just said it.
Girls be like, what wig? That one? Like, what? Like, that one right there. The fuck is you talking about?
Just letting the public know that. Oh, no. Nah.
But yeah, I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like it's hard to tell y'all because y'all is crazy.
So do you feel like it's not hard to tell y'all? Like,
definitely not.
You don't think so? What's the worst thing your girl ever told you that you needed to do? Like, has a girl ever said, like, you know, you kind of need a anything?
Yeah.
As far as like upkeep.
Oh, upkeep?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like anything.
Or worse. I mean, whatever you're about to go there. Oh,
shit. A girl told me I ain't as nasty as I thought.
Oh, shit.
I had to take that one on the chin.
I'm like, damn. I mean, okay. She was like, boy, you ain't for that.
Yeah, you think you're the crowd in the car.
You ain't as a freak as you think you are. Like, sheesh. Damn, okay. Fuck my ego. Like, god damn.
Damn. That's a savage.
Yeah, so I mean.
Now, so that's why you be acting the way you do now.
Oh, man. But nah. And yeah, girls told me.
Like, what else? Give me another one.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure down the line, somebody had to tell me my breath thing. I don't know. I'm just assuming. I don't know. It had to have been done.
You can't recall.
Huh?
You can't recall, though.
But that's, no, I can't recall. That's my point, because I feel like. I feel like people be so scared to hurt people's feelings that they don't really, they deal with a lot of things, like male and female. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's just a male versus female. I think there's just some things like people probably want to say, but it's like, I don't hurt your feelings.
To answer your question though, just because somebody might say, yo, you stink, I might not deem it as like that bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I went to, when you asked me, first thing I think about, because that would hurt my feelings. But if you tell me if I don't look up the par, that wouldn't necessarily hurt my feelings.
But it's the way you say things, right? I literally said the other day, my daughter likes Dr. Bronner soap. She gets the peppermint. If you know Dr. Bronner's, you know, is that, you know. So I'm like, oh, that smell good. I said, Jay, I got it one time, but it's lavender. I was like, I ain't like it because it threw my pH off. Jay was like, so it stank. I said it threw my pH off. He said, so you trying to say it stank? I'm like, no.
It make your vagina stink. No, what?
I said, it throws your pH off. Nigga said, it stank. I might go, it stank?
Come here, smell.
I said, bro.
Smell like.
So my point is, I feel like that's like what I like to say, right? Like, no, like, so for example.
But man, you know, I like it having a little smell sometimes.
What are you talking about?
So that's a compliment for me.
What are you talking about?
Because I want to smell like, nah, it got to smell like a little something.
What are you talking about?
A little something.
What are you talking about?
So I'm saying that's not
an insult. That's wild. But my point to say that is, I think there's a way to tell people stuff, right? Like, if somebody was like, I don't know, you stink. It's like, you know, like.
I'm like, damn, for real?
I was just like, you know, you smell, you know, you might use deodorant today, you might need a little extra.
See, that's that bullshit. Don't do that to me. Because now you're assuming you use deodorant. Like, I'd rather you be like, yo, bro.
Nah, but I can tell if you musty, I'm going to be like, you know, did you put on deodorant? You might, you know what I'm saying, touch up on it before we go in here because I don't want
but
you
yeah,
to
be I get a. I'd rather you say I stink than ask me that I put
but
on
I feel
deodorant
like
and I did.
Stink. Or if you didn't, I would just be like, all right, well, you smell a little musty, just put on some more, go wash up in your arms. Like, I'm like, that's the type of straightforward. I'm not gonna be like, you stank. That's why.
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you. Smell a little funky down there. You might have
that's
to go fix that.
That's what you would
that.
Say?
That's what you just said.
No, I'm saying.
Bae.
I didn't use the word funky, though.
Bae, all right, bae. You wash your pussy today? Like, what? Bae, you wash your pussy today? Bae, you wash your pussy today?
Jay, what?
Smell like a filked fish. That you were.
Yo, what's wrong with you?
I mean, just picture like.
No.
Like, let me whisper you. Come here. Babe, you wash your pussy today?
Oh my God.
You're like, boy, what?
You don't take anything serious.
No, I'm serious. So, like, what I would like.
So, okay, so how you would rather just be saying, like, you stink?
Yeah. Why would you tell you take a shower?
Babe, your pussy stink.
Yeah, like, babe, just
babe, you stink. Go take a shower.
Man, you gotta get in the shower, girl. Mm-hmm. Well, I probably just joking. I'm like, bro, what the fuck you got going on? And I was like, yo, what's going on? You be like, what? Like, girl, you don't smell that? Like, I smell it. Like, you gotta smell it.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't know. Like,
Alex, what's an appropriate way to tell your partner something?
You the woman, you gotta tell us.
I was gonna say, that's.
No, I'm saying, but on
because you can tell me how I stink.
I just feel like that's.
I mean, I feel like it also does depend on the dynamic of your relationship.
Facts.
Like certain relationships, I done seen people they be joning. Like, mm-hmm. I be like, how y'all even in a relationship? Because they be going on each other. So for them, they
like,
might just say it directly.
Got a perfect dynamic, I think. Well, sometimes I heard of it. She a girl still, but like you act like you've never came. Like Jay, don't why you wearing that with that?
Facts.
But I can't do that for to you. You gonna cry?
Oh my God!
I'll do that to Amaya. Be like, bro, what are you doing?
No,
but I
I'm
can't
not.
Do that to you. Like, what? No, I'm not going now. I don't want to go. You said I don't have nothing to wear. Bro, just change it, bro.
No,
like,
I'm going to tell you why. Because I'll be like, Jay, this look good. He'll be like, it's cool. does it look good or not? It's cool. Like, does it look good? Like, I mean, you can wear it, but it's cool. Bro, does it fucking look good?
Because if I said no, you can be like, see, that's why I want to go.
Now you guessing. Now you guessing. And I won't say I won't go. I would just go change. And then, yeah, I might be like, I don't know where, so I'm not going.
Right. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you lying. You're just lying through the skin of your teeth. Nah, like, whatever, but.
Nah, I mean, this is perfect because, like, yeah, I think it's hilarious. But I remember when, I think it was Kevin Hart, essentially. He was talking about, like, as he continued to get busy and more work and his wife was getting busy and they had children, like, to keep things fresh, like, they had to schedule a lot of stuff, right? Like, including intimacy, like, sexual, I mean, outside prayer, like, mm-hmm. all of these things to keep their relationship fresh. I never thought about scheduling prayer. That was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, at scheduling nighttime, we will schedule before we go to bed. Oh. We're going to pray. This week, I'm on tour. When I get back, sex on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And that for me, I was like, dang, like, but to keep the relationship fresh, he was talking about these are the things, boundaries that they had to set in place so that the intimacy didn't die out. Right.
So I was talking to my friend about this. I won't say no names. And he was saying he was having some issues with his lady about, like, just sex. And I'm like, bro, you should schedule it. And I got this from Kev on stage and his wife. Mm. And Kev on stage, I don't know the ex names about his wife's name, but so basically.
That's Kev on stage.
He was saying that, see, that's so dope when they got matching names. But yeah, that rock looked nice. Right. So
I need a band.
So anyway. I can't afford a band right now. So even when we get married, you're not going to get a band. But all anyway, right,
well, I just need the name.
All right. So anyway, what I was saying was, they were saying, like, they had to schedule, like, sex time is in the morning. Mm. Because once the day is started,
it's too busy.
It's hard. You know what I'm saying? And by the time you're done, it's like.
It's tiring.
Right. So yeah. I understand scheduling sex because, mm. yo, we do have to do this. This is, marriage is still a like, I don't want to say a job, but it's still a responsibility. It's an obligation. You know what I'm saying? So we should be able to schedule. If we're going to schedule things for our kid, why can't we schedule things for us?
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I think it might sound absurd or out of the ordinary, but, I mean, these are the things that we got to do to keep our relationship. Because right. if you don't, she's going to be scheduling big dick time with somebody else. I'm just saying, like shit. Like... You better get you.
Yo, big dick time is insane.
Hey, you better
that
get you
big dick time. Yo.
Because if you don't get it with you, she ain't going to schedule it with somebody else. And you really ain't going to like it. So, shit.
Oh, my gosh. You're acting a nuisance.
Babe, it's a delivery time. Agreed. When you look at the numbers, they got they got tracking numbers. So, shit. You better schedule your dick time, your pussy time. Just saying. My bad.
I agree. I think the older I get, like, I just posted on my story the other day that I'm at the age where everything goes on my calendar. Mm. Doesn't matter what it is. Even spending time with my friends, everything. So why not with my partner? Because we are so busy all the time, moving.
Bless you. Bless you.
My voice trying to give out on me for real. No. We're so busy with everything else. We just really don't have time for a lot of things, including us sometimes. You get what I'm trying to say? And I feel like it would just put some pressure on keeping it. Because, you know, sometimes in my head, I'm like, yeah, like tonight, I'm trying to do something. Then I get to tonight, I'm like, yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow. I'm tired. The baby don't wore me out. The kids don't wore me out. Everything don't wore me out today. I'm tired. Maybe tomorrow. But if you put it on your schedule, it's almost like, I guarantee you time to follow. Like, if that makes sense. Like, I'm doing everything to remember this has to get done later. It's like anything else, like my appointments, my doctor's appointments, my schedule for whatever I have going on. It's the same thing. So as I get older, I feel like I'm more compelled to do it. When I was younger, I think I looked at it like, huh?
Yeah.
What you mean? But like the older I get and the more busy my schedule gets and I realize how I have very little time for so many things, it makes sense. Like,
so
ideally, like I feel like I don't like it, but to keep the structure, I think it's necessary.
So get your phone real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Schedule.
Okay.
Mr. Meat Time. What? Mr. Meat Time.
Meat or me?
Meat.
Meat.
Mr. Meat.
I'm going to put a steak.
Mm-hmm.
What day?
Tonight. I forgot, my bad.
What? You forgot?
Hey. You're still in prison.
No, it's, you know, we can work around it. Mr. Meat Time.
I don't like Bloody Marys, but I don't like.
Wasn't talking about that.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Put that mug right there.
Mr. Meat Time, when?
Tonight, gang.
What time? You said.
Yeah, did you? No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna put it. Keeping it fresh, man. What? So, Alex,
y'all done showed live. Go ahead.
But long story short, I seen another couple who kind of did the same thing, but they did, like, they set their calendar for the month as well. So they had a date night. So they would schedule their calendar like out, or like one Friday is a date night. One Friday is like a family night. Another Friday is Mr. Meat night. Another Friday, it's like they would schedule it out.
Damn, so like
once a month?
Like, God damn.
No, another
Friday is.
No, I mean, like, but date night, same. I'm just saying, like, they would just schedule it out. That's my point.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
And for all the women that might be in this situation, or maybe not. How does a woman schedule, or keep it fresh, or schedule dates when she, I guess, when her partner is the one that's the head of the household, I guess?
Great question. I mean, I feel like, I don't know, a part of me feels like, because we kind of are in that situation now, right, where you're holding a lot of the finances right now, and I be wanting to schedule shit, but I kind of have to let you know what I'm trying to schedule. But, like, there'll be times I kind of maybe want to surprise you with something or whatever. So it's kind of hard. So I actually haven't fully figured it out, because it kind of doesn't make sense to a degree, because it's like, this is no longer on me at this second. It's still on you, kind of, but it's, you know what I mean? But I think for you, I don't think it matters on the finances. It's just you don't have the time to do it. So it's kind of like on me to kind of plan it, at least, so that we could do it. You know what I'm trying to say? So it's hard, though, too, because, like, depending on the financial situation, like, for example, right now, you express that you just lost your job. And, like, you know, I just had the baby. So we're kind of in a weird space right now. So it's like a part of me, like, wants to do, you know, but it's like, just wait. Like, you know what I mean? Is a second. But I think that's where creativity may come in. Like, it doesn't have to be like a financial outing. Maybe just plan something soft, like a movie night, you know, make it sexy, like whatever, you know. So it's that I'm still trying to fully unwind and unravel. And if anybody has some tips and trades, like, throw them out there, you know, because I'm sure other people want to know too. Would you?
Do you think it's too formal to, like, have a shared calendar? Like, if you knew, or too invasive in a sense to know everything?
Hell no. I think that was,
because I was trying to get her to have my
share a calendar.
First of all, I did it before. I had a whole app. Jay never accepted it, and I told him 3 times I accept it, and then you never accepted it. I put all you and my stuff on the damn calendar. Stop it.
Wait, I don't know if you said
I try to get shot at.
No, I was saying I asked you to, like, have my calendar before. Like, that, I think that I did came with me. Yeah. I didn't say that you did anything wrong. I was like, I'm for that. I think I introduced the.
So I would, into them terms, I actually need to do that again. Like, redo that. I feel like since I had the baby, like, I've been kind of like trying to. So we had a baby and then we just moved. So it was just like a lot of different transitions. So I'm trying to restructure. Like, the whole house.
It, like, depends on what you. Yeah. I don't think it's too invasive. I need it, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think it's invasive. Shit. But, like, the thing is, like, Jay also has to, like, remind me of what he has. Because he has, like, interviews, shit that pops up last minute. People that come in town want to do interview, whatever. And he's like, oh. So he's kind of hard to keep up with sometimes, because it can be, yo, you in town? Hey, yo, Jay, I'm in town. It's like a random time. Oh, what you about to do? I'm trying to do an interview. When? In the next hour. It's like, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of, but it's still other things that can go in the calendar, nonetheless. Yeah.
I'm with that. All of that shit, like all of that stuff that we used to, I don't know, joke about back in the day. You can have my location, share my calendar.
Yeah.
Have password to my phone. Like, that shit don't.
Yeah.
But I also feel like it does, one, it adds a layer of trust. But then I think it makes it easier. you know.
Yeah, that's how I look at it.
Because you can literally look at my calendar and see all that I got going on.
Yeah.
Now, it is a responsibility and that you have to keep your calendar up to date. And I'm not the best at keeping it up to date sometimes. So, but I often thought about that, especially as y'all continue to grow and you in your respective spaces, like to do those type of structures. And it's kind of weird because some people hate looking at marriage and relationship like a business, but sometimes to whom much is given, much is required, right? And if you're required to do a lot of stuff, it is a practical way to look at relationship to keep the intimacy. In regards to intimacy, though, as you all have evolved from boyfriend to fiance to going into marriage, what are ways that y'all feel like y'all don't gotta get too in detail, please.
Swear me.
But keeping
if you wanna
that
know.
Aspect of your relationship fresh, please swear me. But as you evolve, without that detail, I'm talking about intimacy.
Bro,
intimacy doesn't mean sex.
Ask the damn question.
But yeah.
What was the question?
How did y'all keep y'all intimacy fresh as y'all evolved from boyfriend to fiance?
I'm gonna be honest right now. Baby, I'm sorry, y'all. I feel like right now the house is so busy. We're still in the process of like restructuring. So right now, like we don't really have intimacy, but I will say like the house is, it feels like light. Like if that makes sense, it's not like tension through the house where it's like, this is the first time I feel like it's not like a frustration, like tension, like I'm sexually frustrated or we're lacking intimacy and we're not doing this. We're not going out on dates. So I'm just so irritated with you. I think there's a mutual, you feel that way? You feel that way? I'm asking. Hello? Do you feel that way?
No, I mean, I want to have sex.
Yeah, but are you frustrated about it?
No, I'm not.
Are you bothered about it? Like, are you, like, annoyed, like, with me in any way or annoyed with the situation?
No, I'm not annoyed. I want to have sex, though. I'm not annoyed. I'm not frustrated. I think, like you said, it's light around the house. Yeah, it's chill.
Because I feel like we've been in spaces before that, like, if we were, like, in and out like this and we were lacking some type of intimacy or anything, it'd be, like, some frustration in the house. I feel like we've had that before. What?
We probably can't have this conversation right now because you divorced.
What?
I feel like, yo, you just don't do me right, bro. Because when it's on me, that's when the frustration become in the house.
What do you mean?
When the ball is in my court and you feel like I'm not having sex with you or, sexually.
You feel like it's in your court right now?
Well, I think it's in your court right now, but I'm not, like, upset with you. Like, you got the DUI and, like, I'm not, like.
When was it in your
court? I don't know, like, just when we don't, like, it's been times where you be like, yo, you don't even. I'm like, babe, it's not like that. Like, bro, I'm fucking working, I'm tired. You be like, whatever. Like, you don't want me or some shit like that.
Okay.
But vice versa when.
So you feel like because it's in my court, you don't have frustration. That's why there's no frustration. But when it's.
Like when I'm the one, when I'm the reason. One,
when you're the reason, you feel like I have frustration.
Yes.
Can I clarify on what, when I said intimacy, that's why I was saying that y'all don't got to get into details. Because when I think of intimacy, it doesn't necessarily.
Mean sex.
Mean sex. So getting close.
I want to have sex.
Right. Like. I think oftentimes when we talk about intimacy, it's just that aspect
Alex,
of it.
Help me out.
But now, I mean, from a guy, I mean, we know what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a lot of it. But when I continue to evolve and grow in my manhood and understanding, like,
I can tell you about things. So I'm not the most affectionate person.
Okay.
But I be wanting it. So, like, I don't know when the last, like, my girl, like, she used to be the one that, like, nah, not really. I be wanting Shawty to be all over me, for real. But, like, she be wanting me to be all over her. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
But, hold on. In my scope of things, I used to be all over Jay.
Yeah, I was going to say that,
But because Jay's not as overly affectionate, I've kind of toned it down because I don't know. It's not like a thing like, oh, well, you don't do it to me, but at the same time.
Is that reciprocation?
Like it's not even reciprocation. I just feel like if that's not who you are, then that's not who you are. Why? So I, in my head, it wasn't that. Like, I feel like because you don't give it, you don't want it either.
No, like a love language in a sense.
Yeah.
No, I'll be one. So, I want my girl be all over me. Like,
so like it was weird to me that like sometimes you like sometimes, but you've displayed that you don't like it all the time. Like sometimes you be locked in on shit. I come, you like, hold on, babe. I'm like, all right.
Cause I'll be working and Sade would come and try to have a conversation about something, not even like on me, like on my lap or like kissing me. She'll come and try to have a conversation about what she got going on. And because I'm not talking to her back, she'll think that I don't want to be bothered or something.
I feel like it's been in other moments. Like, I feel like I literally would come lay up under you or try to sit on your lap. You'd be at the desk. You hug me for 2 seconds. I'm like, all right, hold on, babe. I'm like, okay, cool. So
that don't mean I don't want you there. I'm still working.
I know that, but I know that. That's why we're able to work as a couple. If I felt like you just didn't, you know what I mean? I just know that you're not an overly affectionate person.
Mm.
You know what I'm trying to say? So I just let it kind of be. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? So, but I feel like even that's not where intimacy stops, because I feel like intimacy can also be conversation.
That's what I actually.
You know what I'm trying to say? So that's why it didn't really, like, even though I'm an affectionate person, it didn't bother me that used to bother me before. Let me clarify that. But it stopped bothering me because I knew it wasn't that you didn't want me or desired me or any way or wanted to share intimacy with me. I just felt like it wasn't who you was. But we would have a conversation. We would have, you know what I'm saying? Like, we would, you know, like, almost like sapiosexual, you know what I'm saying, in certain ways. Or, like, we shared a lot of other moments. And then when we are intimate, we share really great intimate moments. So it doesn't bother me in that aspect. Just like when we're not having, even in terms of sex, when we're not having sex, it doesn't bother me. OD, because remember, I did mention, like, when I was pregnant, like, you know what I'm saying, we weren't having sex like that, but I also understood the dynamic, you know what I'm trying to say, like, sometimes, like, our household is very, very busy, and I think, like, people need to understand that, like, you're not, like, devouring each other every 2 seconds, it's just not possible. Now, I'm not saying that we can't have more sex, or we can't work on having, like, higher forms of intimacy. What I'm saying is when the lack is there, it happens in different seasons. Sometimes the sex drive is high, sometimes it's low, sometimes it's, like, at a, you know, moderate rate, but, like, it changes depending on what's happening in the season. I feel like this season has been very, very, very full. Like, this isn't, we, you know what I mean? My labor was crazy. Then we moved, and we've had people at the house, your mom, my mom. And then it's just like, it's just been like your work. Like, it's been so much that it's been hard to kind of coordinate. But I don't feel like that's a forever thing. I feel like that's the seasonal thing.
Yeah, no, I definitely would say, like, but again, that's why I was saying, like, I feel like when a ball isn't, like, when it's on me, it's more frustrating. But, like, because it's not on me at the time, I don't think it's like a.
I don't think that's fair.
And is it? When I'm the cop reason, you be upset.
Yeah. When I was pregnant, I came to you multiple times about how I felt like you were neglecting me in that area, but I never treated you in no way. I let it go, like, multiple times.
But that hurt your feelings really well.
It hurt my feelings, and I expressed that to you, but it hurt my feelings because I was pregnant and my body was changing, and I felt like you were there and you weren't making it be any better. You know what I'm trying to say? And then we would talk about it. You would reassure me that it wasn't me. And I would let it go multiple times. I never dragged it out.
But you came to me after your pregnancy and said that
it hurt my feelings.
This is something that you really, you even mentioned about having this conversation on a podcast, but you wasn't ready yet because this is something that really bothered you. So
it did. But I'm saying, like, I didn't carry any tension with it. We had a great time through the pregnancy, and that we carried that through the pregnancy.
Yeah, it ain't.
Yeah, that's what I'm
but
saying.
But it came up multiple times.
Yes, because I was choosing to have the conversation with you, but it didn't come up because I was just being carrying tension and being mean about it. I came to you.
All I'm saying is it hurt your feelings.
And that's fine. But I feel like you're saying the only reason why there's no tension in the house is because it's in your court. But I literally handled that super gracefully, even though I felt like it was something that hurt my feelings.
So, okay. Maybe I'm not saying it in a way for you to understand, but I'm not saying that you were, like, absurd or, like, super angry, but you did have a problem with it.
I expressed that it hurt my feelings.
Yeah, and it was times where it hurt your feelings, and your frustration came out. It might not have been the worst way, but it came out.
Because you weren't really giving me a full explanation.
Fair. So, because...
But it wasn't like I was carrying the tension. Like, if I'm coming to you and talking about it, I don't feel like that equates to you're just carrying tension and whatever. Because we're having... Like, I'm trying to have the conversation with you. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to say. You know what I'm trying to say? If I wasn't trying to have the conversation with you and I'm just like, you ain't eating it. I wasn't doing that. I was letting it be. And when the time were the times were permitting, I was trying to have an open conversation about it so that we could speak about it so I could understand how you felt through the process. And I felt like we had some good conversations out of it a couple of times. You know what I'm trying to say? That's what I mean. Like, and I feel like that doesn't carry tension if we're finding understanding in it. You know what I'm trying to say? That's what I mean. Like, I don't feel... So when you say... When it's in my court, I feel like that's not fair, because when I was in my court, no, it wasn't either. And I was coming to you, you know what I'm saying, respectfully, with communication about it, open communication about it, to allow you to feel and, you know, express your concerns or et cetera. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Ross. What you saying?
I said what I said.
No, but you like... You making his face like what I'm saying? That makes sense.
I know it sounds like you had frustration and you was upset. That's what I'm saying. But
all right. So basically, you don't have frustration when it's time for this, and I do.
That's not what I'm saying. This particular time, all I'm saying is maybe because it's light. Like I'm like it's I want to have sex, but it's not like bothering me because I know the reason and I understand the reason, and I'm okay with that.
Right. So then, okay. So say you think I was frustrated. For me, I was pregnant. It wasn't like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
And I was trying to have a conversation about it. So if it wasn't light for you, do you think you would have handled it the same way? But because probably you're saying not. It's light.
I just think.
Because you understand. But what about somebody who it's not light to and they don't understand?
Fair. And that's fair. I just think I think a lot of times when it is because of me, it's not light because whatever position you're in, is for it not to be light, if that makes sense. Like, it's I don't want to say never, but most of the times it's not going to be light on you because it's not light for you. Like, you deem it as super important. I do too, but I just think I'm understanding.
I don't know. I just feel like you're taking it. When you say it like that, you're making it seem like you're the only understanding one in the relationship, because that's how it's coming off.
It might be coming off like that. But when it comes to this, I believe I'm more understanding in this situation.
I don't agree, but okay.
So, I mean, I guess this drives we don't have to go down that, have that conversation, but you touched on a very interesting point. Then there's a lot of people that have probably gone through things similar in that nature, mm-hmm. like especially with pregnancy. Women go through a whole lot of changes. One of my friends, any day now, honestly, they might be popping out. My nephew might be popping out. And, you know, the body changes, you know, mm-hmm. emotions, all of those things. And he was kind of having a conversation about affirming with that. And, you know, we're having a conversation about intimacy, but like really affirming your significant other during that journey and that process. And you all talked about it before, where you're talking about the emotions of pregnancy. But kind of something that he did mention was that stress, because it's like, where do you go as a man when your wife is going through all of these changes to release your stress and creating an outlet? But then as well for you, Sade, having healthy outlets to be able to express the frustrations that you may have, or stress, you know what I mean, during those seasons in your life. So how did you all, because obviously you're here now, mm-hmm. and you have had conversations. And again, shout out to you all for being able to have the growth and the conversations that we have on this podcast time and time again. But like having and creating healthy outlets, I think is another form of keeping things fresh. But go ahead.
Question. That whole conversation, can we say that for another episode? Because, like, it's three of us, though, because if y'all out with me, it's fine. But, like, I feel like that's a great conversation, and we kind of wanted to, I know, it was, when we, especially specifically sex and pregnancy, that's a great conversation. But I don't think Sade
no, it's
up to have it right now because her voice Okay. I want people to like, because that's a great, it's something that bothered her, something that like, I think she would like really like, had some good points on. But okay. I mean, I might be wrong.
I mean, my voice is doing what it's doing, so.
So you good to have it? I'm just curious.
I mean, I don't know what to answer, to be honest. Like, I don't know, like, I feel like we already kind of had to get here.
Like, no, I don't know. I mean,
but just, I mean, like, I would like to wait, like, at the same time.
Yeah. But I mean, we don't have to talk about it right now.
But, like, I mean, his question was good.
It was great. I thought that's why I was like,
I don't know. Really, how are we going to, like, tie this in? Like, what are we doing here? Like, how do we wrap this
up? All right, guys. Great episode.
All right, so
I mean, you the question was, I feel like you could keep it in.
Yeah, so the question was about the outlets that we used, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, do you want me to answer?
Yeah, go ahead. Saving it? Go ahead.
You know, I got close girlfriends, so, you know, and I got really close mom friends already. So, you know, I talked about it to, you know, my sister. And, you know, she went through the same thing. So it's actually a lot of women who go through it. You know what I'm saying? And I think that it is definitely a topic that we can keep for another time. But I do want to say, since we're here, that a lot of women actually go through a disconnect with their partners when they're pregnant sexually. And it's heavy simply because, you know, we're going through a period of stage where we really can't recognize ourselves anymore. And, like, at that time, we are in dire need of feeling some normalcy. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody, you know, like not somebody, our partner, to make it us feel like, nah, you still the same person. You know what I mean? Even though we're not, essentially, we know that. But it just, to feel like we're still attractive or they still look at us the same to some capacity is very, very important through that time, because we are already in our mind worried about so much, worried about what's going on inside our bodies, you know, what's happening. And, you know, it's so many things that come with pregnancy on the hormonal change, whether it's your like, for example, like little things like your body odor picks up. So I was taking hella showers. I'm using different perfumes and lotions because I want to make sure I'm fresh every day. But it's something that, like, people don't talk about pregnancy, and it's like you gotta stay fresh like all the time because you're unnecessarily hot, you're sweating, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just so much. So you're going through all these things, and I think I did a great job just through carrying myself through my pregnancy of just keeping myself fresh and keeping my hair done and trying to make sure I looked good so I could feel good. So I think that last piece, it was like I was doing all the work I could with myself to feel good, look good, kept myself fresh, kept my hair done. You know what I'm saying? And the next piece would have been that connected, it would have been my partner just kind of like affirming, like, nah, you know what I'm saying? You kind of still, and not that Jay didn't, he complimented that I was pretty all the time, but I could just kind of tell, like, I could tell that Jay just didn't look at me as a shy baby when I wasn't pregnant. And I knew that. And I kept saying, I think I was in a dire need for him to just admit, like, I was like, just admit that you just can't look at me that way pregnant. And I could have accepted that. You know what I'm trying to say? So because he wouldn't say that, like, I was just like, bro, just say that, because I can understand that as a person. I'm human. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you just put on 40 pounds, you know what I'm trying to say? And I would say that, like, just imagine if you put on 40 pounds and it's in your weight, in your stomach, you would want your girl to still make you feel like something. Like, you know what I'm saying? You would want, like, or if you just got diagnosed with some, you know, woo-woo and your body changed, you know, your hair fell out, you will want your partner, like, please just still look at me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm something. And I was trying to get him to understand that. And it's not that he didn't understand it. I just think, I don't know. Still to the second, I told him the reason why it was touchy for me to talk about, because I still didn't really have a full reason. You know, he had put it on work, but after I was pregnant, he did the same job. You know what I'm trying to say? So I was still trying to figure out, like, okay, you still working? Like, yeah, like, now you lost your job, but that was just, like, last week. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had a baby for 2.5 months, you know what I'm saying? So when I first had a baby, you still was working. You know what I'm trying to say? So it was like, I didn't understand that. And quite frankly, Jay's always had a plethora of jobs. So it's not like, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't really understand it. I think I still didn't understand, but in the back of my mind, I understand that it's completely normal for a man to kind of, it's not look at you the same, but I'm look at me now from when I was pregnant. Like, I look like two different people. Like, not two different people. I was still You know what I'm saying? But in pregnancy, like when you want to feel the most beautiful because you're carrying a life, like, you know what I'm trying to say? I just feel like, you know, we kind of like lost and got lost in translation a little bit there. So, but, you know, I had the outlets I was my own understanding. You know what I'm saying? I was heavy in prayer through my pregnancy too. So I was heavy in my bag just trying to like keep myself grounded because I was going through a lot of changes within my body and your mind goes with your hormonal. So I was doing the work to try to stay in a positive mindset because I didn't want nothing to affect my baby. I was like, no, stay happy, stay positive. So I did a lot of work with that. So it didn't.
That really affects, sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't know that your mental affects the
Yeah, wow. Mental. Your baby is attached to your nervous system. So whatever my nerves are feeling, my baby feels. Mm. So I was heavily on, like, I don't want to feel nothing abnormal. Like, I need to feel calm, whatever, which is why I heavily believe that Alani is the way she is. She's, like, super, like, lax. Of course, if she's hungry or she's going through something, but she's a super lax baby. And you could tell she just feels love. Like, she's a love baby. But I feel like, you know, I made sure that, like, that was her environment inside, and I try to make sure that outside, like, and that's why she also is attached to me in ways, because I calm her nervous system, because I don't want her, like, stressed, like, you know what I'm trying to say, and I've been like that since she's been in my womb. Just her having the calmest environment inside and outside, you know what I'm trying to say, which is why I think she didn't want to come out, like, you know what I'm saying, she was content, she was cool, like, you know what I'm saying, there was nothing going on in there, she wasn't stressed out, yeah, so.
No, I feel you. Now, I mean, you know, when you was pregnant, it was a few things. You know, in the beginning, we were dealing with some things, and that was that. But, like, towards the middle and the end, as your stomach got bigger, it was, like, different for me, right? Mm-hmm. And, I don't know, it was hard. It was part of me felt like it was weird. Like, I didn't want to, like, I don't know. I couldn't do it how we usually do it, so... It's just different. And you know, like, when things are different, like, we kind of, like, shy away from what's different, right? So, like, it was just different. And another part of it just was, I mean, it wasn't that I wasn't attracted to you. It just, I don't know how to explain it. I can't even put my thoughts to words, to be honest. Because, like, for me, it was just like, man, I'm just trying to have a healthy baby, too. Right? I just want to, my focus is on doing what we gotta do to have this baby as healthy as we can. And, like, I don't know. I just wasn't associating sex with anything. I just couldn't. It's hard to explain. Because, like, still to this day, I just can't. It wasn't that I wasn't attracted to you, though.
It was crazy because, like, in my last week, I was trying to get the baby to drop down. And I was really frustrated with Jay because we went to the doctor. And the doctor was like, walk, have sex. These are all things that will bring the baby down. And Jay looked at me like, well, we could just have sex. And I was so irritated with him. Because I'm like, this whole time, like, now you want to have sex? Like, you know what I'm trying to say? So, like, I don't know. I think it's definitely something, like I said, we should unpack it in another episode because, like, it's just so much more to it than that. But just to say, my outlet was my sister. You know, shout out to Paris. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's a great mom. And she's, you know, she understood, you know, a lot. And, you know, her and Diamond, shout out to Diamond. They really held my hand through that because it was hard for me. And I was also trying not to let it consume me in any way. You know what I'm saying? I had to still show up, you know, and, you know, feel my best. And due to me having outlets and prayer and my friends, I wasn't, like, letting it consume me, which is why I was able to, like, have conversation. Like, yo, let's talk about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, like you said, like, some things, like, I could have let it, like, consume me and, like, didn't want to talk about it. Like, just, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't really let it drag me to a point where, like, you know what? After pregnancy, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bet. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. But it's crazy because there's actually a whole TikTok forum on it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was crazy because I was looking at it. It was just the reason why I think it's a separate conversation because it was so many women who were sad because their partner wouldn't touch them while he was pregnant. And I was like, damn, that's crazy. Like, I didn't feel sad about it. No, I did. It hurt my feelings, but I didn't feel sad about it. But I was like, that's how I knew it was just a sensitive topic because I was like, damn, this is like a common thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I was trying to just unpack the why though. You know what I'm trying to say? So even when I hear you say like I don't really have an answer, it's crazy. Like, I feel like a lot of men might feel like that. You know what I'm trying to say? So I think it's just important to just talk about in general, because clearly a lot of men feel like that. And I think it's just important to unpack the why. Like, what is it? Where is it stemming from?
I mean, I do apologize. Well, I want to apologize if that like hurt, you know what I'm saying? Because I could understand mm-hmm. that. Like, you had some great examples. Like, if something drastic happened to me, I would still want you to love me the same. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It wasn't that I didn't love you the same. I just, again, I wish I had the words. But, and this might not make it no better, but if I would have known that it hurt you to that point, I would have made more of a conscious.
But I told you.
Yeah. I just thought you just was like finding things to mm-hmm. be honest. I just thought you was, mm-hmm. you was pregnant, hormones. I thought you was just like just having issues to just be mad at, to be real.
Wow.
I didn't understand the magnitude of the pain. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I want to give you closure. Like, yeah, I didn't want to have sex, but it wasn't like, I don't know, like, it wasn't personal for me, if that makes sense. I don't know how to explain it. I wish I could, because I'm not lying. It's just, yeah, part of me wasn't as attractive because you was pregnant, but still, even still though, Shawty, I think I told you this before. Not making no excuses. Yo, we see how we hang out, we drink, we party, a lot of things. I do feel like I lost a friend when you was pregnant, mm. And I can't say that. So a lot of times when we are having sex or when we doing whatever, we're in like friend mode. We're like drinking, we're chilling, we're talking, we're in firm mode. And I feel like I lost a piece of you when you were pregnant. Like, you wasn't doing what we used to do. We couldn't drink. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't really going out at all. So all we had to do was be at home without problems.
So what, like, problems do we have?
Like, just anything. Like, the house problems, the money problems, the whatever. And it's like, how can you really do an enjoyable act when you're surrounded by the problems all the time?
What's the difference now?
Like, we turning up right now. We drink. We talking. We having podcasts. This, like, we talk about that sapio sexual thing. Like, I don't think we had many sapio sexual moments during pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Like,
I don't know. Like, I feel like, I don't know. Like, it's crazy because, like, since we started the podcast again, I told you, I was like, I felt like I had a good pregnancy, like, overall, where it was just like, felt like it was simple, it was peaceful, whatever. So it's weird, like, when I hear you say, like, basically you weren't having a good time.
No, but
so it's like, it almost made me feel like I was in it by myself.
No, but just because we wasn't having a good time drinking and stuff don't mean that your pregnancy wasn't peaceful.
But when I hear you say we weren't doing anything, we were just kind of at home with our problems, I'm trying to sit back and, like, I don't understand.
But we wasn't doing anything. We wasn't going out. We wasn't,
like, yeah, not partying, but we were cooking out every other day. We were on the grill having fun at the pool, having people over. That's what I'm saying. Like, when you say that, I'm still a little, like, it, like, makes me feel like we were living two separate lives at that time.
I mean, in a way, we were, though.
Yeah.
Like, you were pregnant. Yeah, we could have cookouts. I wasn't. I was drinking. And then when I'm done, like, I can't just come hop on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just.
But you could have.
You know, something that I commonly hear, again, I'm the single friend that don't got no kids, mm-hmm. but everybody around me is like pregnant, right, or married. And so I find myself in the place of hearing these conversations, but can't give no advice because I don't know nothing about it, mm-hmm. right? So I'm going to play this role. I'm going to play that role in this situation. But what I found in a lot, because one of my homeboys, he got married at 23, and I kid you not, bro has had a kid every year since he got married. That's in 2018. Wild. Bro got four kids. Shout out my brother Peter, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, shout out my brother. I just remember with the first child, he was like, he had to overcome that. And please don't kill me for telling this story. I pray that mm-hmm. this is a safe space. But for the sake of this conversation, He was afraid of hurting the baby. And a lot of different stress factors and things of that nature that he was handling in preparation for the baby, that wasn't on his mind. And I wonder if that's something that's common with a lot of men, is like we're so wrapped into preparing for when the baby arrives that we're not, like, we had the conversation of being present but absent at the same time, like present physically but absent emotionally, because there's so much things, and not to take away from all the things that you're going through, because you're carrying the child and everything, but I feel like I just wonder as men if we get so anxious without speaking it physically, like what we're feeling, that we're not able to even see, like, okay, you brought the conversation to Jay, but like, again, he just mentioned in full transparency, like he wasn't able to see the magnitude of it because of wherever your mind was. But I remember in that particular instance, he was just like, bro, my mind is like literally on the due date. I don't know when that day is, but like that's where my mind is right now. And every day in between is just like a sprint to get to a destination that you don't even know what it's going to look like, because mm-hmm. nobody can truly prepare you for being a parent. And while this was his first child, and while you have already experienced it, I'm just curious to, with men in general, if this is something that everybody goes through. Because you talked about women, and we don't have to get too much into the conversation because
we're here.
but yeah,
I was like, just to be honest, like towards the end, like again. I'm trying to take accountability, but like, I also want to be real in my feelings too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, it was a lot. Yeah, just because it was peaceful don't mean that it didn't come with anything. Like, towards the end, you were tired, bro. Like, you didn't, how can I say this? And again, just listen with your hearts if y'all can. You wasn't the most approachable sexually either, though. Like, it wasn't like, You gave off like this energy, like, I want to get fucked. It was like, it really wasn't like that. You didn't give me that energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it was like, I'm trying to deal with your emotions, your feelings, and like, and so many other things as well. Because again, you got a lot of things going on in your mind, and I'm trying not to step on an egg, you know, to be honest, right? So like, sex was like the furthest thing away from me, to be honest. And like, especially towards the end when like, you were just frustrated, like, bro, like, this is the hardest part. Like, I'm tired of carrying it. It's heavy. Like, you was like, because I don't want to say complain. I don't want to say, like, no, I'm not trying to make it negative. I'm just trying to.
She was going through a lot of things.
Yeah, you were going through a lot. So, I'm trying to cater to you and be there for you in every way possible. And sex is literally, like, the furthest thing away from what I'm thinking about. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm trying to say, like, it wasn't personal, because it wasn't. But I'm still understanding, like, your frustration, your sexual frustration as well.
So you said at the end, what about before then?
In the beginning?
Practically, it's a full 10 months, babe.
Yeah. Right. The first 5 months can be the beginning.
Okay, if that's what you feel.
6 through 10.
What about it?
Or 6 through 7? 8?
Whatever.
In the beginning, babe, I feel like trying not to, like, it was just hard, babe.
What was happening in the beginning? Am I missing something?
It was hard, babe.
What was hard?
We were going through some things.
What was going through?
It's probably not for the podcast.
Okay. I really don't remember, so we can talk about it after the podcast, because I really don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
And that's fair. Y'all don't have to talk about it. We're going to respect the fact that y'all said that. The full conversation doesn't have to happen today. But again, thank you all for sharing that and being vulnerable.
Yeah, so but outside of that, though, it was times where I had opportunities and I didn't take advantage. I definitely want to take my responsibility for it. And, again, it was hard, man. It was hard for both of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, I just wasn't thinking about sex. And if that hurt you, I apologize. And I didn't mean anything by it. But, I don't really, there's nothing else I could, like, You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish I could say something that could give you closure in life and comfort for your feelings, but all I can do is just own it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that wasn't what I was focused on at the time, and it wasn't anything personal. I still loved you, and I wanted everything to work out without a child. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
What month did y'all get engaged? Sorry, just thinking.
June.
How many months was that in?
Nine.
What do you mean?
Or eight?
8 months in.
I was 6 months at our engagement.
June, July, August. You had Alani in August.
Oh, I was 7 months.
Probably I'm eight.
July, August, 9 months, 8 months.
Only reason why I bring it up is just like. Again, just thinking about the mindset of everything that y'all had a lot going on from the outside looking in. Because I'm just like thinking 7 months,
because June to July, July to August, that's 2.5 months. So I was about 7 months.
Yeah. Sorry. The only reason why I brought it up again is just to think about the mindset. And again, you're thinking about three different things at the same time, which is kind of interesting. From the outside, that being a provider in the sense of, I mean, and you already were probably prepared to do that, but taking another step to become a husband, a father of another child, and continue to do, and just evolving in the role that you're already doing as a provider in a sense. And I can understand, I'm not trying to be an apologist or anything, like that is a lot. But then for me personally, because this is a growing experience for myself and I'm growing through having this conversation, because I do hope to be a father one day, really trying to learn, and this could be a conversation for another time again, but like how to be present. Like we literally continue to, how to try to be present as best as possible for your significant other in that moment in time. And I believe that based off of what you're saying, you saw all of the other things and I guess sacrifice. You saw it as a sacrifice for yourself, but then also it was a sacrifice for her because this is something that she wanted. So.
Yeah, sex. But the only thing I can do about that conversation is just apologize, because.
That's what I'm saying.
And honestly, bro, sex was the last thing on my mind. Like literally like, and I'm trying to be just empathetic with the conversation because it was like, I think I had two jobs at that time. I forgot when I lost my first job. Like, you gotta understand, bro. Like, I'm trying to keep these two jobs. Like, I'm not worried about sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, it's just be honest. You feel me? Like, I just wasn't worried about sex at no form or capacity. Like, if it was gonna help her, like, ease, like, get Alani out, because I know it was really frustrating for her, I was willing to do that because I seen how much pain and how frustrating that. The end of the pregnancy was. You know what I'm saying? So I was willing to do that because I wanted you to feel some comfort. You know what I'm saying? Like, just being honest. But outside of that, in the beginning, like I said, we had some things that we was dealing with that, you feel me? But, like, towards the middle, I had a lot on my plate, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a lot. And I think we talked about this because in one of the episodes, I said, as selfish as it make it sound, it's funny how, like, you know, like, when a woman get pregnant, I feel like everybody, like, is concerned about the woman. And they should be because she's carrying a child. I'm not mad at that. But sometimes as a man, you feel overlooked. And it's like, yo, what about me? Right? Like, well, damn, like, my feelings doesn't matter because she's the one that's pregnant. So she can, and we talked about this in one of the episodes. I forgot the episode, but. It's like everything is about her, right? And she would say everything is about the baby because people overlook her. And so I feel like at a moment, we're both feeling the same because it's like, I'm like, yo, well, what about my feelings? Everything is justified because, you know, pregnancy hormones and X, Y, and Z. And I suppose just understand it, but like, damn, I got feelings too. You get what I'm saying? So in that moment, I just was dealing with a lot. Like, I was dealing with a lot. And it's hard to express that when your woman is pregnant. Like, I can't come to you and say, I'm dealing with a lot, and you pregnant. Like, even saying it on a podcast, somebody somewhere is like, you couldn't be going through half of what she was going. Like, it's a lose-lose conversation. So it's like, I was just dealing with what I was dealing with, how I was, how the best way I knew how. You know what I'm saying? So I was just trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I still, to be, you was pregnant, I still wanted some head or something. Like, I wanted you to come meet, like, but you like, bro, I'm pregnant. Like, it was, I think it was, I want to say power struggle, but I think that was part of it too, though.
A culture shift, I think.
Yeah, because like, I want you to come, like, still be affectionate with me, but it's like, you looking, because you pregnant, for me to come and be that for you. But that never been me, right? So, it was different for me, like, you know what I'm saying? Because like you said, like, that's never been me, you feel me? But I be wanting it from you. Make sense?
Yeah, I think I'm just, I think what's hard for me to understand, that I hear what you're saying, but it's like, you know, I lost my, you know, I lost a job, whatever. So what's the difference now? Because you still just said, I want to have sex. You just lost a job. You don't have neither one of them. We're going through money problems. So we're always in a situation where it's some struggles. You get what I'm trying to say? But now I'm not pregnant now, but it's, I want to have sex. You get what I'm trying to say? So like, as a woman, like, okay, we had problems then. You didn't want to have sex, but we have problems now. You want to have sex. Like, make it, the only common, the only denominator, the only, not even denominator, the only factor there is that I was pregnant then and I'm not pregnant now.
Yeah, but like, I'm
so
also,
it just feels like, I don't know. Like,
I'm trying
just,
to give you some affirmation, yeah, or confirmation that that was a part of it too, though. That, because you were, yeah, pregnant and that did have,
and
that did play a part of it too. Like, you, yeah, I'm, like,
I understand that.
Your body was changed, and it was different for me.
I just needed to be clear, like, that's hard for a woman to process. Like, that's like, if you, again, I keep using the analogy of you, because God forbid the tables don't turn. You get what I'm trying to say? But if it was to ever turn and the only common denominator was you and how you looked, you know what I'm saying, how and what you were carrying, it's the only reason why I ain't want to touch you or do something with you. Like, that would make you feel away. That would make anybody feel away. And it would make me feel like, well, don't want me now. Like, I could literally easily turn around and be like, well, don't want me now, because I'm not going to be pregnant forever. That's like something that women say all the time. I'm not going to be pregnant forever. I'm going to lose the weight. I'm going to get back to me. I'm not a person who lose myself in my, like, in pregnancy and my kids. I always, I care about how I look. I care about her. I'm not going to be that way forever. So when you're not there forever, and now the table, like, when it goes back to, like, oh, I'm, it's like, it's almost like back then they want me. Now I'm hot. They all on me. Don't want me. You know what I'm trying to say? And I'm not saying that's how I'm moving, but that's how it could feel. Like, you ain't want me then. Don't want me now. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be honest. Like, I hear what you're saying, and I empathize with you too. However, I only can walk in my shoes. And that right there is the same reason why in my head I was like, would you even want to carry another baby? Like, I thought about that before, because it's like, I don't want to go through that again. I don't want to be disconnected in my relationship again. I don't want to, and women think like that. Like, it's like, do I want to deal with that again, to feel like I'm carrying a child, whatever, and now this is happening, and I, you know, we having a power struggle because I'm carrying a baby, you feel away, I feel away. It's like, nobody wants to go through that shit again. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's a true factor. Like, that's just a real scenario. Like, that can make and shy a woman of wanting to carry another child. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to deal with that again. I don't want to be like damn, like, having to pick myself up and like making sure I keep myself positive because I feel like my partner is, it doesn't look at me a certain way, and it's like, damn, but I'm carrying your child. Like, you know what I'm saying? I personally don't want to feel that way, and I know women who didn't like when they felt that way and didn't want to feel that way. So, you know, I hear you. And I empathize with you, but that's your reality, and this is my reality. You know what I'm trying to say? So it's just, it's definitely a, I don't know, like, it's definitely, and that's why I said, like, you know, like, at the end of the day, I understand it for what it is, but I can't say that I fully feel like I have closure from it at all. Any closure I'm getting from it is on my own accord, because I'm just choosing to understand it in a certain light, and I'm not mad at you, but I can also see it for what it is, if you ask me. I see it straight for what it is.
And what's that?
I feel like at that point, like, it didn't matter if I was pregnant or not. You were feeling how you felt, and due to that, I wasn't able to get the full catering of what I felt like I deserved in my pregnancy. Hmm. And that's just straight up. And that, you don't have to agree to that, but that's me. That's how I feel.
No, I mean, I think, I don't know. We have differences on, it's not really about the sex and the pregnancy, I already expressed that, but it's like earlier, or when I was saying one of the episodes, when I was saying, things outweighing things, even though it's more. And like me, it's hard to hear that because it's like, I don't know, bro. But that's why I say I think it's so hard sometimes for men and women to have conversations because we look at things differently, right? I'm trying to be respectful of your feelings at the same time, stand up for myself. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I'm not stand up, but just express my feelings because the fact that that can be, that can weigh so much when I was so many other things, right? So it's like, to think that like, I wouldn't want to have another baby by you. Or not saying you ain't say that verbatim, but it's like the fact that's a thought. And I'm like, bro, I was so many other things. Like when I don't know when it was time for working and it was hard. And I'm like, nah, like let me take. Like it was like I was so many other things, but because I lacked that, it seems like that's the end of the world. And I don't think that's fair. Like yeah, it could be a big thing, and I get that. But I just feel like sometimes we got to do a better job at controlling our emotions and how our emotions and not allowing our emotions to control our mind. Because like, yeah, it can be a hard thing, but it's like, is that really worth everything else? Like what you just said, like I know you're not saying it, but it's like for somebody to be like, well, no, I don't want to have another baby by you because I don't want to feel like that. I get it. But what about all the positive feelings that you felt that outweighed? So that one thing outweighed everything.
So I don't know if you may know her name, but she was on she's the commentator for the women's track. Like she does commentary for track. She's Jamaican. She used to run track. She also did Housewives of Atlanta.
Felix or something.
Her name, she's Jamaican. She her people's own jerk Jamaican me crazy. She literally does the commentary for the
track
and field. Why you find that? Her husband had the same conversation, and her husband wanted another baby, and she told him no. And it was causing a little tension in the house because she did not want another baby. She doesn't want to leave him. She does not want another baby. It was for the reasons because she felt like a lot of parenting and things fell on her. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot for her. What I'm saying is I hear what you're saying, but carrying a baby is only, like you said, we were having two different experiences. We were having a whole different, you were thinking this, I'm thinking this. I can't do this, you could do this, you were doing this, and I'm not, and we're having two different experiences. At the end of the day, I'm not saying I don't want to be with you, or that I don't want to, yeah, you are all these other things, and just because I say that these things affected me don't mean you're not those other things, but it can also still also the fact that, like, bringing a kid in and me going through those experiences is hard for me, so why put myself in those situations? I'm not saying that is what I'm saying in the end all be all. You know what I'm trying to say? I've spoke to you already about having another child. However, yeah, it is heavily considered due to what I went through my pregnancy. So due to that, I'm not leaving you, and we're not breaking up because of it. That to me seems like the end of the world. No, but it does make me heavily consider, like, do I want to go through that again? And I think that's normal for anybody to feel. Do I want to deal with that again? Do I want to feel in those spaces? Is that healthy for me? Is that health going to be healthy for my baby that I'm carrying? And I think to think anybody shouldn't consider all the factors while they're pregnant in pregnancy of what they went through the previous pregnancy, I think that's unfair.
Sonia Richard Ross. Sorry, what's her name?
Say it again.
Sonia Richard Ross.
Sonia, right. So her husband talked about this, and it was on like Housewives Atlanta when she was on there. And they had the same issue. And she was just like, she didn't want another kid, but it doesn't mean she was divorcing him. She still wanted her husband. She still loved her husband. She just didn't want to have another kid because it's heavy. To carry is heavy. To deal with all those things is heavy. It's a lot, like, you know what I'm saying? And one person is carrying that load. You know what I'm trying to say? And yeah, like you said, you are carrying loads too, but we still are living two separate worlds, as you said, at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So you are all those other things. You did all of do that, which is why we're not breaking up over it. But it will make you consider, like, damn, shit, do I want to be in that situation again? Because honestly, that's too much. You know what I'm trying to say? And I think that's normal. I just think that's normal.
I'm glad we could have this conversation because I feel like I didn't know that it, well, before you told me, I didn't know that the sex thing was that big of a deal.
It's not sex per se. I think what it is the feeling to be feel wanted. And I think that's where it boils down to. And when you minus the sex and the other, and the pieces that come with sex, and I'm not talking about like physical contact, but the flirting, the I want you, the like, it's the desire of your person, and that is what's attached to it. And I think that is what's causes that, not the actual sex. It's what leads up to the sex. It's what brings like the union, the togetherness of like just intimacy, of just feeling like, damn, like you want me still. Like, it's not just the sex. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to highlight that as like, oh, that's some like, I'm some nympho that needs this. No, it's just the desire. Like, that's how we got here. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, you know, like, don't make me not feel one and now. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
No, that's real. That's deep. I like that. I think, I don't know. It's not really a takeaway from it, but it's just, I wish you ain't have to feel like that, because I never meant to make you feel like that. I mean, I told you was beautiful all the time. Like, it's just, I don't know. That was my bad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think to put a bow, like, this isn't one of those conversations where there's I think it's a learning.
Yeah, hopefully people can watch this and see, like, oh, my woman, that's a big deal.
You know, and for people that are listening to this conversation to take into consideration seasons, right, and how to love during different seasons, what intimacy looks like in different seasons, and, you know, just having the conversation, and maybe sometimes having a conversation more than once to, you know, so... And again, thank you to you both for having this conversation, because it's a very vulnerable, real thing that many people deal with. And there's a lot of children that are being born every day. There's a lot of people that go through pregnancy. Some people go through pregnancies in addition to what there's risk. You know what I'm saying? You talk about mortality with Black women, especially within the Black community. So there's a lot of risks that come with pregnancy, especially within the Black community. So I just want to say thank you, because I learned a lot. I'm not going to lie. Like, again, this is something that I aspire. This is something that is at the top of my list. It's to be a father. So to be able to hear this conversation, I can say that I'm truly blessed, and just continue to, I mean, man, bro, like, this is for y'all. They're listening, but this is for y'all. 4 years ago, I don't know how this conversation would have gone.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
I don't know how this conversation would have gone. But like, to be able to sit here and see the growth, like, there's a lot there. You know what I mean? And I just want to give you both your flowers to be able to have real conversations and continue to share. This is the good news, man. And it just see God moving in and through each one of you all. So all that to say, just thank you for sharing this conversation. I don't know if there's anything else that y'all wanted to add, but man, it was a great conversation, and I can say that I am blessed from hearing it. It was real. It was a moment where I was like, dang, I never would have thought about this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking like, I'm going to keep it a bean. I'm thinking like, you know, working and this, that, but that's so many of us as men. But then at the same time, it's not just all about us. Mm-hmm. You are a living, breathing being that's also carrying one. So, and there's so many different factors in there. So I just wanted to say thank you for sharing, both of you sharing this vulnerable moment in y'all journey.
Thank you, man. Alex.
Appreciate y'all, man. This is good. Yeah. Signing out. Gemini Scorpio podcast episode
90.
90. Did we even introduce the episode in the beginning?
I don't think so.
Dang, episode 90. Oh, man.
10 away from 100. We're going to have to do something big for 100.
For sure.
Dang.
And make sure you like, subscribe, follow us, do all that, man. Mr. _J Hill.
She Shade is here.
Alexander Blanc is here.
Yes, sir.
Gemini Scorpio podcast is wrapped. We out.
We